Greetings, it's Brother Steve again with the Daily Inspiration. We are looking at, this week, the whole conflict between the flesh and the spirit. So we began with, or actually I should say we ended the last message with, we looked at Jesus and his whole battle in the garden, and where he said the spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. And we also looked at some places in the book of John. That Jesus' words are spirit and and they are life. And so the other thing is the whole difference between the spirit and the law, and how the life in the spirit, there's a so much higher standard, and yet it's also you could say it's an easier life. Talks about in Galatians, talks about the bondage of the law. Now I want to look at just one other thing in Matthew, just to make that point, is Matthew chapter 11 and verse 28. This is some of my, some of my favorite words of Jesus here. He says, and it's well known, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." So when you read these words, and then you look at some of the words that Jesus actually had to say, it's almost like it doesn't make sense. So, okay, the old law was hard, but then you go to the Sermon on the Mount and you see what the requirements are under this new life in the Spirit, and it's like this is so much harder. This is so much higher. There's so much more here. Now it's not only the deed that I do, but it's even the thought that I have that's sin. And that's the thing that we want to look at here. And how does that work? How does that really pan out? How can that be possible when we have this high calling and yet Jesus says that my yoke is easy and my burden is light? He says, "I come to give you rest." And there's several things in that. One of the things is that the enslavery of sin. Sin enslaves us. It's something that drives us. It's something that, let's say, for instance, a bad habit. The use of tobacco or alcohol. And there's many people out there that are in the grips of those kind of habits. Sin, and they know they don't want to do it, and they know it's ruining their life, and yet they do not have control over their own life. And so that's where what Jesus is talking about here. He makes us free from that sin. We are no longer bound to that sin, and that's what we want to look at here. How does that really work? And let's go to Romans chapter 6, and it tells us a little bit about that. As long as this old man is alive, he's bound to sin. He is bent toward it. It's like it says it says that by one man. Let me just read this. A few notes here. Therefore, Romans 5 now, therefore by the offense of one, judgment came upon all men to condemnation. Even so, by the righteousness of one, the free gift came upon all men unto justification. If Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwells in you. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh to live after the flesh. For if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the flesh, ye shall live. There it is. Through the Spirit, we mortify the deeds of the flesh. That's Romans 8. So Romans 6 talks a little bit about this as well. What shall we say then? First, that was what shall we say then? It ends up in Romans 5, that as sin hath reigned unto death, even so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. So sin reigned. Sin was a master to us. It enslaved us. It kept us in bondage. It made us do things that we really didn't want to do. Romans 7 talks about that a bit. For the good that I, verse 19, for the good that I would, I do not, but the evil which I would not, that I do. Now, if I do that I would not, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. I find in then a law that when I do good, evil is present with me. For I delight in the law of God after the inward man, but I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. And Romans 6, I'm going to go back to Romans 6. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Romans 5 talks about grace under righteousness. And he says, God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Okay, sin held us captive. And we are no longer held captive by that harsh master, but we are set free. We are not bound by the dictates of sin anymore. We have been set free, and so he's just making an obvious point here that if we continue in sin, so that grace may abound, it says, God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer than therein? If this, and it comes back to the words that I just read, but if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your immortal bodies. No, that's not the one I wanted. I wanted the one where it says, see if I can find that again. For if you live after the flesh, Romans 8, ye shall die, but if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. So through the Spirit puts to death the deeds of the body. Jesus lived this life, a sinless life. He conquered sin. He never gave in to that slave master. He never let it dictate his life, but he lived a sinless life. Therefore, he conquered sin, and even to the point of death, he would not give in to that sin. And that's how he conquered it. He overcame it. And we too can now, through the death, the burial, the resurrection, and new life in Christ, we also can mortify through the Spirit the deeds of the body, the deeds of the flesh. And we can live through the resurrection of Jesus Christ to a life that is set free from sin and death. Romans 6 goes on to say, know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. And he wrote then verse 6, knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. For he that is dead is freed from sin. Again, it's a dead body cannot, you know, how much effect does, you know, sin have on somebody's dead. When the flesh is dead, there's no more effect there. Romans 7 talks a little bit about that. Know ye not, brethren, for I speak to them that know the law. Now he's kind of appealing to their knowledge of the law. How that the law hath dominion over a man as long as he liveth. For the woman, now he goes back and he gives them an illustration from, you know, just from something practical that they know and they understand, and that's marriage. For the woman which hath an husband is bound by the law to her husband as long as he liveth. But if the husband be dead, she is loosed from the law of her husband. So then, if while her husband liveth, she be married to another man, she shall be called an adulteress. But if her husband be dead, she is free from that law, so that she is no adulteress, though she be married to another man. Wherefore, my brethren, ye also are become dead to the law by the body of Christ, that ye should be married to another, even to him who is raised from the dead, that we should bring forth fruit unto God. So he's making the illustration here. As long as this flesh is alive, as long as we are still well, we are bound to sin by the law. But when that old man dies, we are free from that law to be married to another, even Christ, who was raised up from the dead. That's the point he's trying to make here, that we can be set free by that, by the mortifying the deeds of the flesh and living unto Christ, who has been raised from the dead, who has conquered sin, who has been raised unto newness of life, and has walked above all of that. For when you were in the flesh, the motions of sins which were by the law did work in your members to bring forth fruit unto death, but now we are delivered from the law, that being dead, wherein we were held, that we should serve in newness of spirit and not in oldness of letter. Another thing I think about is, you know, it says the law was given for transgression. I think that's in Galatians, where it talks about, the law is not for, there's no law against that new life. The law is against sin and sinful deeds. But when we are resurrected in Christ and have conquered, are no longer bound by that sin, then we are no longer bound by that law either. We are free. We don't need to live under the dictates of the law. Just going to the end of Romans 7 there, he talks about, let's go to 14. For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal, sold under sin. For that which I do, I allow not. For what I would, that do I not. But what I hate, that do I. If then I do that which I would not, I consent unto the law that it is good. He's basically saying that if I'm admitting that this is what's happening, I don't want to sin, I don't want to be a drunk, I don't want to, you know, live in bondage to tobacco or whatever it might be, and yet I can't stop myself. You know, you can put any other sin in there, whether it be fornication or whatever else, and all those things are things that people know that is wrong, and they don't want to go down those paths, and yet they can't stop themselves. So he's consenting that the law is good, that the law is right. And he says, now then it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. For I know that in me, that is, in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. For to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good I find not. And then let's go on to verse 24. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? But he doesn't leave it there. I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with the mind I serve the law of God, but with the flesh the law of sin. And then it goes into Romans 8. And this is where we're going to end. We'll pick it up there next time. Thank you, and God bless you.